your playhouse of favorites. How do you do? This is Robert Anthony Dean, inviting you to your playhouse of favorites. Our favorite story for today is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, starring Will Gear as Ichabod Crane. Written with tongue-in-cheek by one of America's first storytellers, Washington Irving, it's a tale of native superstition, superlatively told. In a moment, Washington Irving's Legend of Sleepy Hollow. From its place on the shelf of immortal classics, we take down Washington Irving's famous tale, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, as we raise the curtain in your playhouse of favorites.
I, Dietrich Knickerbocker, being a longtime resident of Sleepy Hollow, hard by the little village of Tarrytown on the Hudson, do vouch for and attest to this story. Known it may be to all and sundry as the legend of Sleepy Hollow, but to me and to my neighbors of that pastoral place, it is as real as the very noses on our faces. And even now in the dark of the night, we hear the hoofbeats of a shadowy horse pounding down the road through Sleepy Hollow. Now, our little valley of Sleepy Hollow is a drowsy and dreamy place, pervaded with magic and mystery, a place of haunting beauty, so to speak. And my neighbors, the good residents hereof, do not take it lightly and speak of it to strangers in hushed and reverent tones.
Sleepy Hollow, Mania? Ah, yeah, 'tis bewitched. Thrice and thrice times thrice, 'tis bewitched.
They do say a doctor, dark and evil and versed in heathen West Indy hoodoo voodoo, put the curse on Sleepy Hollow long ago.
An old Indian chief, a black magic medicine man, high prophet and wizard of his tribe, stirred his devil's brew in Sleepy Hollow long before Master Henrik Hudson came. So 'tis said.
Goblins walk in the woods of Sleepy Hollow. Ghosts laugh and groan and talk and sing. I've heard them myself and seen them dance in the light of shooting stars whose earthbound rest is Sleepy Hollow.
These are tales many times told to all strangers who tarry a while in our little village. As to the weirdest of them all, to that I shall presently arrive. It chanced that a newcomer sojourned to Sleepy Hollow. The new schoolmaster he was, Ichabod Crane by name. He was exceedingly tall, lean and lank, with a small flat head and glassy green eyes. And to see him striding along the profile of a hill on a windy day, with his clothes bagging and fluttering about him, one might have mistaken him for the genius of famine descending upon the earth, or some scarecrow eloped from a cornfield. Yet, despite his appearance, Ichabod Crane had a way with the ladies, both old and young. And many a long winter's night he spent before the fire with the old Dutch wives, spinning them many an anecdote and listening to their witches' tales.
"'Tis a bitter night outside, Ichabod Crane. Wind and storm and thunder. The goblins sing and beat their drums.
Aye, and good folk will do well to bolt their doors tonight.
Another roasted apple, Ichabod.
Thank you kindly, Mistress Benrus. I will.
More honey cake, Ichabod. I made them in particular for you.
Thank you, Mistress Benvoort. These cakes are a triumph to tickle the palate.
Oh, Ichabod Crane, you're an elegant man. So learned and worldly. You turn a neat phrase and sing the sweet song.
True, I'll not deny it. I am a man of parts.
Is it really true, as you've just related, that the earth turns a circle like a spinning wheel?
Aye, I'll vouch for it. I've researched it myself.
Then sometimes we stand upside down or topsy-turvy?
Half the time, to be precise.
Heaven help us. Then why do we not fall off the earth like apples from a tree?
Magnetism.
Magnetism? Is this some form of magic?
In a way, I have researched it quite thoroughly, but it is a profound subject on which I shall not expound tonight. Now, good dames, you can answer a question for me.
Speak, Ichabod. Ask us.
It is about the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow.
Heaven help us. The headless horseman.
I have heard the folks hereabout speak much of him. Who is he, or what was he? I am much interested.
He rides by night, up and down, hither and yonder, through Sleepy Hollow. A black figure without a head, on a black horse. In the gloom of the night, on the wings of the wind, he rides, looking for the head he has lost. The ghost of a Hessian trooper, they say he is, whose head had been carried away by a cannonball.
You both believe him actually to exist?
I have seen him, Ichabod Crane. He stables his horse in a grave in the churchyard. I have seen him ride from it.
I have heard him, Ichabod Crane, galloping by along the road you must take to go home, down across the wooden bridge.
Oh, now, this cannot be true. An old wives' tale, a likely story, I'll wager. A man must have a head to ride the horse.
Hark, Ichabod Crane, listen.
There he goes, the headless horseman.
He crosses the wooden bridge now.
In the dark of the night, on the winds of the storm.
Bless me. Bless my soul.
Another cup of tea, Ichabod Crane.
Yes, Mistress Venerus, and if you've got something stronger to put in it, I'd be very thankful.
Now, that was Ichabod's first experience with a ghostly legend. Still, he liked Sleepy Hollow and resolved to stay. He was a poor man, and being human, he sought a way to improve his station. That is to say, he kept his eyes open for material benefits that might someday accrue. The chance came finally when he met a rich old Dutch farmer in the valley, Baltus van Tassel by name.
You are a fortunate man, Baltus.
Yeah, I think so.
Never have I seen farmland so rich, so generous of the good things in life.
Yeah, they are good.
And this farmhouse of yours, solid timber and as big as a church, and that barn of yours, a granary stuffed with corn, and pigs, ducks, turkeys, hens, everywhere so fat they bulge, and everywhere in profusion.
Yeah, Ichabod, I have many.
You're a fortunate man, Baltus, a fortunate man indeed. A happy, contented, well-off man, the kind of man I'd like to be.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
If I had all this, I'd not ask for more. And who, Baltus van Tassel, will inherit this wealth someday? Have you someone to bequeath it to?
Yeah, Katrinka.
Katrinka? And who is Katrinka?
My daughter.
Oh. She is unmarried?
Yeah.
Oh, it is a pretty name, Baltus. Katrinka. Katrinka van Tassel. Katrinka Crane.
You said something, Ichabod? Yeah.
Oh, no, Baltus, nothing at all. Except that you are a fortunate man, and your daughter a fortunate girl.
Now, our little village of Sleepy Hollow, to Ichabod Crane, was no longer a gloomy place trampled underfoot by such apparitions as the Headless Horseman. Instead, the sun shone, and the birds sang, and all was merry for Ichabod. So merry, in fact, that he resolved to settle there permanently. And his resolve was further strengthened when he met Katrinka van Tassel, Katrinka was a country-fied blooming lass of fresh 18, plump as a partridge, ripe and melting and rosy-cheeked as one of her father's peaches. And Ichabod Crane began to court her, or spark her, as that romantic enterprise was known in Sleepy Hollow. And little did he know what complications would arise.
Ah, beautiful, Katrinka. Oh, lovely, lovely. Exquisite.
You really think so, Ichabod?
Enchanting. Like the music of masters filtering down through the arch of the universe.
You say such funny things, Ichabod.
Do I?
Yeah, I do not understand them, but I like them.
Oh. Tell me, Katrinka, my dear, what do you think of the man that says them?
Oh, I like him.
Just like?
Maybe a little more, Ichabod.
How much?
Oh, you are the one, Ichabod Crane. Do you expect me to tell you? That's for you to find out.
Yes. Katrinka, listen to me. I am a schoolteacher. I do not possess material things like the good farmers of Sleepy Hollow, like your excellent father, but I have a different kind of wealth, the wealth of the intellect of the mind. And this richness is far more durable than the other. I invite you to share it with me, lovely Katrinka. I ask you to be...
Katrinka! Oh, Katrinka! Where the devil are you?
In here, Brom.
What the devil are you hiding in here for? I've looked all over for... Oh, who the devil are you?
I might ask you the same question.
Oh, Ichabod, this is Brom Van Brunt.
Brom Bones, they call me. The pride and terror of Sleepy Hollow. Katrinka, who the devil is this skinny worm?
Brom, this is Ichabod Crane, the new schoolmaster.
Oh, indeed. A bookish fellow, huh? All fine words and no muscle, eh?
Sometimes there is strength in words.
Ah, turkey feathers. Strength, and I have it, see? Look at my muscles when I flex them like this. Like pumpkins they are, see? You better take warning, Ichabod Crane.
Warning?
Look here, schoolmaster. It's warning, I said. I don't like anybody else, in particular a scarecrow like you, sparking my girl.
Your girl? Is this true, Katrinka?
Oh, no, Ichabod. I am beholden to no one yet.
Ah, well, Brom, what do you say to that?
I say that she's mine, that you better stay away from her. I'm Brom Bones, I am, the rough and tumble king of Sleepy Hollow. Not even the headless horseman dares to stand up against me.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. And if you try to spark a trinket here, schoolmaster, I'll double you up into a knot and stretch you out on a shelf in your own schoolhouse. Now get out of here and make way for Brom Bones.
Curtain falls on Act One of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving, presented by your Playhouse of Favorites. This is Robert Anthony Dean. We raise the curtain on Act Two of your Playhouse of Favorites, where we present The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving, starring Will Gear as Ichabod Crane. As you remember, a bitter feud developed between muscular Brom Bones and brain-heavy Ichabod Crane for the soft white hand of the farmer's daughter, Katrinka. And since Brom could not match Ichabod when it came to soft words and ready wit, he harried the schoolmaster with boorish practical jokes to get back at him. He stopped up the chimney of the schoolhouse, smoked everybody out, not to mention many other base tricks. Above all, he swore he would run Ichabod Crane right out of Sleepy Hollow. But here is Diedrich Knickerbocker to tell you the rest of it.
Well, one fine autumn afternoon, Ichabod Crane received an invitation to attend a quilting frolic at Katrinka's house. This was an affair of state, requiring a dignified approach. And Ichabod commissioned his landlord to get him a horse.
Fine animal, Ichabod. Fine animal.
You must be going blind, Huntsman Ripper. This is naught but a broken down plow horse.
A plow horse, you say? Fie on you, Ichabod. This is as noble a horse as ever was found in Sleepy Hollow. You've got a fine figure on her.
Yes, I'll warrant I will. Look at her. She's gaunt and shagged with a head like a hammer. Her mane and her tail are rusty and shaggy with burrs. One eye has lost its pupil, and the other has a touch of the devil.
Just the only horse I have.
A fine figure I'll cut on this plug in Katrinka Van Tassel's eyes. Especially when Brown Bones comes riding up on his favorite steed, Daredevil.
This horse has plenty of spirit, as you'll find out, Ichabod. Oh. Plenty of spirit. Now, go ahead now, mount.
Very well. Now then, what's the name, Hans?
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder? Indeed. Oh, well. Get up, Gunpowder. It's off. We must go to the castle of Katrinka Van Tassel.
And so, Ichabod Crane, a scarecrow figure on a scarecrow horse, set out for the house of his princess like a knight-errant of old. It was toward evening when he reached there to find the house thronged with the pride and flower of the countryside. Old farmers and their dames in their Sunday best, archmaids with coquettish eyes and brass-buttoned young men. And, of course, Brom Bones was there, huge and arrogant, full of mettle and mischief. Well, now it so happened that a group of men, including Brom and Ichabod, and among them myself, gathered in an anteroom after the banquet, as was the custom, and began to discuss the folklore of Sleepy Hollow.
I've heard that the Headless Horseman has been riding again of late, Mynheer.
You're all a pack of old men. His Headless Horseman is no more than an errand jockey.
Brom, you don't know what you're saying.
I'm Brom Bones, Baldus. And I don't give a devil for any man, a ghost either. Besides, I've already met this midnight trooper.
What? You met the Headless Horseman, Brom?
Yes, schoolmaster, met him and conquered him.
Did he tell us about it, Brom?
Nothing much to tell. I came upon him one night last week. He looked at me, and I looked at him. Looked real ferocious, too, he did. But he couldn't scare Brom Bones.
What happened then?
Why, what do you think, schoolmaster? I offered to race him and his horse for a bowl of punch.
What?
Yeah, and he accepted, too. Well, Mynheers, we had a pretty run of it, I can tell you.
Who won, Brom?
Well, I did, of course. Knew I would all the time. My horse, Daredevil, beat that goblin horse all hollow. Never did get that bowl of punch, though. Just as we got to the church bridge, the Hessian shouted something to me. Then bolted. Vanished. Flash of fire.
You said the Headless Horseman spoke, Brom?
Yeah, that's what I said.
But what did he say?
Well, now, Mynheer, it's the most remarkable thing. He kept calling a name over and over again. And in a blood-chilling fashion, too, I can tell you.
What name did he call, Brom?
Strange you should ask me that, schoolmaster. He kept calling Ichabod Crane. Ichabod Crane.
You may be sure that this chilled Ichabod Crane no little. Whether Brom was lying or not, Ichabod's way homeward led along the road usually taken by the Headless Horseman on his nightly patrol, and the shadow of the galloping ghost seemed to haunt Ichabod all during the rest of the party. But he hoped to offset this depressed feeling with some good news from Katrinka Van Tassel. Accordingly, he lingered till the last guest was gone and sought her out.
Katrinka.
Oh, why, Ichabod, you're holding my hand.
Yes, my lovely creature. And a dainty, dimpled hand it is.
Oh, you, Ichabod.
Katrinka, please don't giggle like that. I have something serious to ask you.
Yeah? What is it?
I love you, Katrinka. Will you marry me?
You, Ichabod? Marry you?
Yes, is that so strange?
Yeah, it is strange, Ichabod. Yours is the second proposal I've had tonight.
Katinka, what do you mean?
Brom Bones asked me to marry him just a minute ago.
And
I accepted him. Don't look so serious, Ichabod. After all, you're old enough to be my father.
It was the very witching time of night that Ichabod Crane, heavy-hearted, crestfallen, unhitched his scarecrow steed and began his travel homeward. You can imagine his brooding on the perfidy of the fair Katrinka, the depths of his dark despair. And then, as the dark hush of midnight closed in, a vague and uneasy feeling pervaded him. All the stories of ghosts and goblins that he had heard that evening came to him. And as his horse plodded through the woody road, the road of the headless horseman, he began to hear sights and sounds.
Hey, but it's dark, gunpowder. And here's a spot where they speak of goblins. Goblins wandering in the woods with eyes like fireflies. Night grows darker. Stars are gone. What was that? Whoa, gunpowder. Whoa. Oh, a dog. A dog howling on the other side of the river. A moment, the hair on my neck stood on end. I thought it was... Gunpowder. Gunpowder, do you hear that? Gunpowder, it must be the... Headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow. Get up, gunpowder, get up. Gunpowder, faster, my noble animal, faster.
Ichabod Crane!
He's closer.
Ichabod
the devil is closer.
Crane!
Shouting my name.
Ichabod!
Gunpowder,
Crane!
Try to run. Awful head is cradled in his arm.
Ichabod tried to dodge the horrible missile, but it was too late. It struck his cranium with a tremendous crash, and he tumbled into the dust. Riderless, gunpowder headed for the comfort and security of Hans Van Ripper's stable. And as for the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow, well, who could tell where he had gone? Of course, when Ichabod Crane failed to appear for dinner, or to instruct his class at the schoolhouse the next day, the good people of Sleepy Hollow instituted a search. And finally, they reached the end of the trail.
Hans, Maldus, Brewer.
Yeah.
I'm here. Near the side of the road. Here is Ichabod Crane's hat.
Oh, yeah. True.
Very true.
And what is this next to it?
Why? Is a pumpkin.
A round pumpkin.
A pumpkin bruised and broken as though it had been thrown against a tree.
Well. A pumpkin. What do you know of that, Mynheer? A pumpkin. Now, who would want to throw a pumpkin out here?
This is no time to laugh, Brumbones. What we must find out is, where is Ichabod Crane?
I say he's been carried off by the headless horseman.
No. No, money. I have a different idea. Knowing Ichabod Crane as I do, I would say he's still running as fast as his scarecrow legs will carry him.
Ichabod Crane was never found. There were all kinds of rumors as to his whereabouts, but none was ever substantiated. As for Brom Bones, he married the lovely Katrinka and lived happily ever afterward, as the saying goes. And as for the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow, he still rides in the dark of the night and on the wings of the wind. And I, Diedrich Knickerbocker, have heard him oft and many a time. And so the curtain falls on Washington Irving's Legend of Sleepy Hollow, presented by your Playhouse of Favorites.
Robert Anthony Dean, reminding you that front row seats are reserved for you the next time our curtain rises on another classic. Presented for your favorite listening pleasure by your Playhouse of Favorites.